This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I hope you had a great Christmas, and it's great to be back today. It truly is. And I just wanted to let you know that if you want to check us out, you may do so at Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook, or you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Or if you'd like to call in at any time, you may do so at 1-866-582-9933. And by the way, if you're a Twitter follower or you're on Twitter, please go over to BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And I have to remind you that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do keep in mind, folks, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6, Acts 4:12, 1 Timothy 2:5, and 1 Corinthians 11:1. So when you get a moment, do keep in mind as to who we are following here. Before I get to my topic, I'm going to be talking about the SPLC. I'm going to be talking about the ACLU, and I'm also going to go over to Snopes, folks. We got some more information. This is absolutely hilarious. And the joke is on the American people that tolerate the crimes. But I want to let you know, first and foremost, I am not going to tolerate their crime any step of the way. And if you look at my record, you will find that to be true every step of the way. If you want to do something unlawful, we are going to deal with you here at this ministry, just so you know. Snopes, Facebook's new fact checkers include a former hooker, a porn star, plus a dominatrix, folks. You heard me right. A hooker, a porn star, and a dominatrix. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back, and I'm going to highlight this. This is over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, written by Michael DePinto, who's an attorney. And it's interesting. I'm going to highlight the facts concerning who these people are. And you have to ask yourself the question, why is it that Facebook has found them credible, folks? Because what I'm about to show you shows just the exact opposite every step of the way. Before we do that, I want to ask you the question, why is it that you put up with groups such as the ACLU? All the while knowing that the end of the ACLU is communism. As a matter of fact, Roger Baldwin, the founder of American Civil Liberties Union, stated, "I am for socialism." He said, "I am for disarmament. I am ultimately for abolishing the state itself. I seek the social ownership of property, the abolition of the proprietary class, and the sole control of those who produce wealth." He said, Roger Baldwin, the founder of the ACLU, "Communism is the goal." Hey, folks, did you know that the ACLU is fighting the likes of Giles County, Virginia School Board, who wants to allow a private individual at the request, friends, again, at the request, listen carefully, at the request of the community to use his own money, his own funds, to give the area school copies of America's founding documents, including the Ten Commandments, of course, because we're based on common law in the United States of America. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not kill, honor your father and your mother. That's the second tablet. The first is goes in such fashion, line upon line, precept upon precept. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor bow thyself down to serve them. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him that taketh his name in vain. He will not hold him guiltless, friends. Keep that in mind. But why is it that the ACLU is going after Giles County, Virginia School Board? Folks, that's all they want to do out of their own pockets is simply distribute the founding documents, the Ten Commandments, and Thomas Jefferson's letter to Danbury Baptist about separation of church and state. Why would the American Civil Liberties Union try to eradicate the United States Constitution and its godly heritage? Because it does everything to expose the likes of organizations like the ACLU, like the SPLC, and others, friends. See, this is the great battle in which we war, friends. It's light against darkness. Light exposes the darkness. And those that walk in the light, namely in Jesus Christ, John 1 and Ephesians 5, friends, we're to reprove darkness as we walk in the light. Okay? Folks, the Constitution of the United States of America is a stumbling block for the likes of ACLU. As a matter of fact, the organization was caught, listen carefully, red-handed, omitting part of the First Amendment of the Constitution. On their website, they had the following version of the First Amendment. Listen carefully. Congress shall make no law, dot, dot, dot. The rest was omitted, friends. Abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the people assembly peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Wait a second. That's not what it says, but this is what the ACLU had on their website. Congress shall make no law, dot, 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 omitting the rest, friends, abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the people assembly, peaceably to assembly or peaceable to assemble, and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Well, what does the First Amendment actually state? Again, how do you show the deviations in a crooked stick? Lay the straight one next to it. That was the ACLU's version, the unlawful version, which was omitted to appease, folks, people that don't want to take the time to fulfill or fulfill their obligations to actually uphold the Constitution. No, these organizations are there to tear it down. The First Amendment actually states, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Again, let me remind you, religion is not foreign religions in the United States. Religion was found amongst our forefathers as a word found in law, in their law books. And it meant the Christian religion, okay? Like the Baptist, like the Wesleyans, like the Presbyterians, like the Lutherans, like the Catholics. Not foreign gods. But let me go back, which, by the way, the ACLU is attempting to help advocate and propagandize the very likes of your sworn enemies, namely the Muslims in the United States of America. But listen, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. This is the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Or prohibiting the stopping thereof, the free exercise in the sense of law, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, or abridging the freedom of speech. Freedom is found within the laws, friends, or of the press. If you violate law, what happens? You don't have freedom to violate law. Or of the press, or of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Why would the ACLU omit key words in the First Amendment? Because they want you to believe everything they say. And how do they operate? Out of fear. But I want to tell you something. The fear of man is a snare. And as I said so many times, friends, Mr. Bonhoeffer rightly said, he who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now. The Christmas season is here, and it's one of our favorite times of the year at the Sons of Liberty. It's a time where we all reflect upon the goodness of God throughout the year and the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Christmas is also a time for giving. God's gift to the world was His Son, Jesus Christ, and this Christmas season, what better gift to give than the gift of truth? Let us not give gifts that have no meaning. Make this Christmas different by giving the gift of truth. The Sons of Liberty store has so many good products that will convict, inspire, bring healing, and encourage others to go out and seek and save that which is lost. They are gifts that will have a lasting impact and will change men and women for eternity. And while you're on the website, please remember to give your year-end tax-deductible donation. Or better yet, sign up to become a son or daughter of Liberty and support our important cause of bringing men to Christ in the up-and-coming new year. Join today by clicking the button that says Sons and Daughters of Liberty and be a part of making a lasting impact to restore America back unto Christ. And Merry Christmas from the Sons of Liberty.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I hope you had a great Christmas, folks. Here it is Monday, and we are in the state of Minnesota, and snowing it is. Blizzard-like conditions right now, and it's very cold in Minnesota, let me tell you. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do. We're talking about, and I'm going to hopefully get to all three organizations. Why do you tolerate these organizations that you know are advancing the very communistic ideas that we are to stand against constitutionally? And as a people, folks, I mean, just think about how many hundreds of thousands of young people, our family members, I come from a veteran family and a military family, but it's interesting to note how many of them actually fought, bled, and died, magnifying the American law, which is God's moral law through the common law, against the likes of communists that you're tolerating today. Folks, we're talking about the ACLU here, omitting certain portions from the First Amendment. I mean, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion is the very first sentence of the Bill of Rights, folks. The very First Amendment. But listen to this. This is what they put. Congress shall make no law, dot, dot, dot. And you know all the well, Roger Baldwin, the founder of the ACLU, stated that communism is the goal. Why do you tolerate these organizations that you know stand against who we are? And folks, they're warring against individuals across this country that want to simply advance the American cause by using America's founding documents, including the Ten Commandments first and foremost, Thomas Jefferson's letter to the Danbury Baptists about separation of church and state, which it states nowhere in any founding document. Also keep in mind, Thomas Jefferson was the third president of the United States of America, and he was also the president of Washington, D.C. District Schools. And the books that were made mandatory were none other than the Bible and Watts hymnals. This is why the ACLU doesn't want these things being handed out. But again, Francis, I've said, We don't ask the devil for permission to obey God. We don't ask foreigners for permission to obey the laws of our Constitution, our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4, do we? No, we don't. We understand our position. We understand where we are to put our feet upon the rock. And we understand why we are called the light of the world, Isaiah 51, verse 4. It's because who we are in Christ, because we know, again, God has shed his grace upon us. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. We're kicking the hell out by the power of the Holy Ghost and getting the heaven in. Amen. Amen. But folks, what I did is, going back to the topic, is I showed you the deviated stick by laying the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights up to the lies that they were attempting to promulgate. And the way to do that, folks, is just simply open your mouth, because you have every right in the world to do just that. As a matter of fact, just over the last Christmas weekend, I was amazed at how many people put on live feeds, oh, you know, it's so good to see people talking about Christmas again. And I interjected over and over again, folks, I never quit saying Christmas. I never denied the Christ. You did. And why would you deny him in the first place? You deny him. He said he would deny you before the Father. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We know what Christmas is about here in this ministry, and furthermore, here in this country. Why would you deny the Christ in the face of someone that means to basically tear away at everything that you are in Christ? I want to tell you what. People say, well, you know, I just, you know, my faith requires me to be quiet. Wait a second. Your faith is quiet because you don't have faith, first and foremost. Because if you had the faith, you'd show forth your works and you would establish the very kingdom, which the gates of hell shall not prevail against. You have it backwards. But again, folks, what are you afraid of? I mean, talking about what's going on over this last weekend, why would you be afraid to talk about Christmas? I mean, you've really got it backwards. You believe for some reason or another that administrations can change laws at will, which they cannot. And hey, folks, if it is written, I don't care what they have to say. I'm respecting our founding documents. Well, you're disrespecting our founding documents by doing what? By submitting to those that mean to tear away what men fought, bled, and died to give us. I'm not going down that road. I'm respecting who we are as a people in this country, friends, by obeying the laws that are blood-bought, both in the natural and in the spiritual. And we need to get this right. But let's get back to this. Folks, the ACLU works off of fear. They love to attack people that don't know the difference between right and wrong. And that's what they submit to. And I want to tell you something. That's why you are where you're at today. We don't take our counsels from our fears, friends. And I just want to clarify, as I'm asking the question, America, why do you tolerate these organizations that mean to destroy you? I mean, hey, well, Bradley, that's a little too far. That's a little over the top, really. Well, the ACLU came around the same time era as Margaret Sanger with Planned Parenthood. Is that a little too far over the top? 57 million babies slaughtered in the womb? Is that a little over the top, or is that a pretty accurate statement? Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that we were on the same page, because it's important for us all to understand that your enemies are not playing games. But I want to let you know, neither am I. And neither are a plethora of people across this country that are sick and tired. And I think it's safe to say, after what we've just seen through the election cycle, that it's safe to say. But folks, now is not a time. Let me reiterate this point, because I'm saying it as a positive, but I also want to give you some admonition here, too. Warning you in the ways of the wise. The price of liberty is eternal vigilance. This last week, I was posting, I was busy as ever, and I was posting stuff up about what's going on and those that mean to destroy your country, friends, because your sin is simply finding you out, Numbers 32:23. That's just a fact. And your country's being turned into hell because you have left off your God. Psalm 9:16. That's just a fact. And one guy posted and he said, can you believe it? He said, can we just take a break over Christmas? I said to him, oh, how your enemies love you. Just take a break over Christmas. As if to suggest that your enemies don't know that you're taking a break? You have got to be kidding me. President Thomas Jefferson rightly said that eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. It's a 24/7, folks, obligation before God and man. You don't get a break. When your enemy takes a break, then we can take a break. But that's not going to happen this side of heaven or hell, is it? No, it's not. Let's get back to this so I can stay on par. ACLU's shameful hypocrisies, folks, they've been busted, and America still gives ear to them anyways. They've been busted, and people still give ear to them regardless. When the law's on your side. Now, while those leading the ACLU were actually forced to correct themselves on their site concerning what I just highlighted, their actions certainly exemplify the omission. They have waged a hypocritical war on Christianity and the Constitution while they approve of and even defend radical American policies. And you've seen this over and over again. Why, America? The ACLU has targeted Christians that maintain your light, America. They target Christian organizations, or profess Christian organizations, might I add, or individuals while allowing and even applauding the rights of Muslims to practice their faith in public schools and using government money to do so. Why do you tolerate these organizations, friends? Jumping over to the likes of Southern Poverty Law Center, I'll make this as short as possible. Well, folks, tell the truth and shame the Southern Poverty Law Center. You do know that Mark Potok, the director of intelligence, he calls himself, at Southern Poverty Law Center, I want you to listen carefully as to what he said. Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life, said the director of intelligence at Southern Poverty Law Center, our aim in life is to destroy these groups that we are attacking, but we are claiming that we are the victims of, to completely destroy them, I added, quote unquote. Mark Potok said, verbatim, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups that we're attacking, they are, to completely destroy them. I mean, folks, the homosexual activist group, Southern Poverty Law Center, this is new, by the way, has attempted to infiltrate the public school system with their newly designed entry-level diversity program called Mix It Up Day. And, of course, the goal of Mix It Up Day is to force the acceptance of homosexuality into public schools, even at elementary and junior high levels. And, by the way, it's down to the pre-kindergartners now, friends, preschoolers. Okay. Well, how did this school system respond? Well, the school system actually stood up against the likes of the SPLC because they understood that they are the hate group. Just so you know, the SPLC cannot force schools through totalitarian methods or means to accept their mix-it-up day. Then they will defend Barack Hussein Obama's hand-picked degenerate radical homosexual Dan Savage, who is the founder of It Gets Better Project. By the way, I have continuously brought forth that anytime, anywhere, any place on a public forum, I will speak with Dan Savage. Folks, we have learned long ago, since the very inception of my ministry, that you need to film everything because these people love to lie, and even when you have it filmed, they still stick both feet in their mouth. And regardless, friends, it matters not. But it's time that when they stick both feet in their mouth, folks, both feet in their mouth, and you see what they're doing is unlawful, you need to stand up and be the law and deal with them and enforce it unto judgment and righteousness that we can understand what it's like to have true peace within the gates. We're going to take a break, a real quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to hopefully get to Snopes as well as the SPLC.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Good Monday to you. I hope you had a great weekend, a great Christmas weekend. And I said a big capital C-H-R-I-S-T, lowercase M-A-S, Christmas. I hope you enjoyed it and understood what it was all about and what it is all about. And we maintain Christmas on a 24/7, 365 days a year basis. Don't ever forget that, okay? That is a heart of gratitude towards heaven and towards man to maintain what Christ and our, in the spiritual, and what our veterans in the natural died to uphold. Amen? Hallelujah. Real quick, I want to get to Snopes, Facebook's new fact checkers, which include a former hooker, a porn star, plus a dominatrix, friends. And it looks like I'm going to probably have to push that back tomorrow and stay on what I'm on today, because I want to make two more points before the end of the show. We've been highlighting these organizations that are un-American and unlawful, and furthermore, the American people know it, and I'm laying to your candor once again, why do you tolerate it? And you might be saying to yourself, well, Bradley, why are you laying it to our candor? It's not our business. Oh, it has everything to do with you. It is your business, because furthermore, when you look at government, Congress is your voice, because we the people are you and me. So we are the government in this country, and they are attacking everything that we are. So when I'm talking about these groups, I'm laying to the responsible party, you, America, as to why are you, and asking me the question, why are you tolerating these organizations that you know have no American lawful credibility in any sense of the word, folks? Hey, folks, it may look like law. It may smell like law. May have the color of law, but let me tell you something. It's not the law. Furthermore, they will call it policy. You need to understand policy follows law, but let me go back. Let's tell the truth and shame the Southern Poverty Law Center. We highlighted the ACLU during the first segment and a half. Now we're talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center. Mark Potok, the director of intelligence, as he calls himself at Southern Poverty Law Center, said, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. Listen to what he said, folks. Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups. They're decrying victim status when, in fact, he's telling you their aim is to destroy the groups, their totalitarian methods that they are going after and attacking, friends. They're not the victims. They're the ones perpetuating the crimes. He said they want to completely destroy these groups. Mark Potok, director of intelligence at Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, folks, I was just talking about how the SPLC wanted to jump on the backs of the ACLU to just kind of try to push their weight around. What they wanted to do is they wanted to bring in, at an entry level, a diversity program called Mix It Up in public schools. Well, the schools actually rejected it because they understood what was behind it and who the SPLC is and what they are about. And then I started to highlight the fact that if the SPLC cannot force schools through totalitarian means to accept their Mix It Up Day, then they will defend Obama's handpicked degenerates. Folks, it doesn't get any lower than this guy. His name is Dan Savage, handpicked by Barack Hussein Obama, founder of the organization It Gets Better. He attacks anybody and everybody, even going into public lyceums in public schools and talking about telling the kids, which it has nothing to do with the topic, for those that don't accept the gay lifestyle, the sodomite lifestyle, which God condemns, and so do our laws in every state, it's a felony, then it's bigotry, it's hatred. And then he called the Bible BS. Ooh, it's not a good place to put yourself. I mean, folks, this guy even went so far as to write a book called Skipping to Gomorrah. Are you kidding me? Watch this man's life, friends. Because he knows what he does. But I want to tell you something. I know what I do, and I know who I serve. Now, I also know that the Lord, he doesn't delight in the destruction of the wicked. No. He desires that men would come to repentance. No question about it. But this is an individual that has taken it a step further. He would be defined out as wicked. He knows what's right and what's wrong, but he does the wrong, and that's what he advocates. That's what makes him wicked. He chooses the wrong thing, and that's the lifestyle that he chooses. It's better for Sodom and Gomorrah that the Bible tells us that Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. This guy is literally daring the justice of God along with the criminal in the People's White House. But look what he did. Barack Hussein Obama handpicked Dan Savage, the founder of It Gets Better, a man who touts around the guise of anti-bullying as he's bullying anybody and everybody, who earlier this last year assailed high school students who took a biblical stance on homosexuality and high school journalism conference. It had nothing to do with it, but he took it down the road that he wanted to do. It's called bait and switch, friends. That's exactly what he did. Okay? The SPLC recently wrote a letter titled FRC, Family Research. Oh, let me go back. I got to slow up here just a little bit. You also know Dan Savage, handpicked by Barack Hussein Obama, the founder of It Gets Better. He licks door handles, friends, literally. This is a fact. Go online and cross-check everything I'm telling you. He licks door handles to make sure that his opposition gets sick. And you guys all know what a hate crime bill is actually premised on, right? Where James Byrd was drugged by a pickup in Texas by three white men, and what they did is they roped him up until there was nothing left. It decapitated him, it ripped his body apart, and then they threw him in an African cemetery, right? That's what it was premised on. Which, by the way, hate crimes, there's no such thing. There never will be, friends. There's no such thing as a hate crime. All crime is motivated by hate, just so you understand that. Because it's going to move to the thought police, and that's exactly where they're going today. But taking it another step with Dan Savage, did you know that Dan Savage, the one that claims gays are being bullied by everybody and anybody, which is opposite again, friends, is true? Did you know that he said that he wishes of his political opposition that they would be dragged behind a pickup until there's nothing left but the rope? If you pay attention to what these men do, and in this particular situation, this effeminate sodomite who takes on the imagery of a woman, folks, it's interesting to note they do and advocate the very things that they decry every single time. He said he wants his political opposition to be drugged behind a pickup until there's nothing left but the rope. Wait a second, that's the definition of a hate crime. Yep. And according to whoever wants to advocate hate crimes, he just committed one. Oh, and he's done it over and over and over again. And you can rest assured, a guy like this, you pull the curtain back, you're going to find a lot more. You're going to find a lot of dirt on a guy like this. But this guy, for some reason or another, he doesn't want to get on a public forum with Bradley Dean. See, these people just like to attack. They love to shout and shoot. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. And they want to continuously attempt to discredit your message. When, in fact, it's like, wait a second. When MSNBC came after me, I called them up and said, hey, listen, I'll fly to New York on my dime. And go ahead and let's bring this to live television. They didn't even respond. They didn't even return the phone call. Of course they didn't. Because facts are stubborn things. They don't want to be called out. They don't want to be corrected. They don't want to be found out to be the liars or the criminals themselves in so many cases, friends. But that's what they are. But we're talking about telling the truth and shaming the Southern Poverty Law Center. Did you know that Dan Savage also, just listen to this, friends. Dan Savage also, all the while knowing who he was, the SPLC goes hand in glove, and they recently wrote a letter titled FRC, Family Research Council, deserves hate group label, in which they accuse Tony Perkins, the founder, of calling Dan Savage It Gets Better Project, all part of a concerted effort to recruit children into the gay lifestyle. That is exactly right. And folks, what is it all aimed at? Read the Gay Manifesto. Open your eyes. Look what they just did through National Geographic just a week and a half ago. Folks, this is the exploitation of children in America, and it is against our laws. This is crime in America, friends. It's crime. And God calls it for what it is. Amen. And he's right. Nature itself teaches you, friends, what's right and wrong. Folks, if you look at Canada's fallout after homosexual marriage was implemented, their next step was to lower the age of consent for anal sex to 14 years old after they began to attack the church just the same way that they are here in America. Now, this all coming from an organization that uses a facade of legitimacy, a law firm that advocate illegal activities. This is what they're doing, SPLC is. Why do you tolerate the likes of the SPLC? And of course, they do this with the misuse of language and subtle changing of definitions of widely understood and accepted terms. Reversing definitions is what I'm saying. And as you know, the social communist agenda has always had a problem with how to defend and promote an indefensible agenda. Dedicating themselves by covertly, under the cover of darkness, which will never fly. They're covertly undermining and ultimately destroying American society by implementing socialism and communism. And furthermore, when you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks, it was just reported today that the planks of the manifesto, the Communist Manifesto, are exactly verbatim as to what you're seeing happening in America today through the government that you're tolerating. To a T. Exactly. Why? Well, we already know that 90 of those that call themselves Democrats are, well, they're self-proclaimed communists. They're not hiding anything. And folks, for those that you call Republicans, they act the same way. We should tally their number as well because they're a part of the problem. And if they aren't, then why is it that they haven't stopped them? And furthermore, it goes back again to the responsible party. That would be you, America. This is happening because, America, you are tolerating this in this country. Hey, folks, let me highlight SPLC's founder real quick for you. And I'm going to do that right on the other side of the break, folks. This is crazy, crazy stuff. Did you know that Morris Dees, SPLC's founder, used to do legal work for the KKK, an arm of the Democratic Party in 1961? And why SPLC continuously aligns themselves with communist organizations? Only you can answer that, but I'm going to highlight it and expose it. Now I'm going to leave it to you. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Folks, I got to the ACLU. Not only did I get to the ACLU, but I got to the SPLC. And what I'm going to get to, I promise, tomorrow. Maybe I need 3 hours a day. I don't know, but I know I need more time. But we're going to go to Snopes. Facebook's new fact checkers include a former hooker and porn star plus a dominatrix friends. this is like crazy. This is the fox in the chicken coop. This is what's going on here, and this is how far. See what Facebook is doing by attempting to suppress free speech, omitting, choosing, taking away, so on and so forth, at will. What they're doing is they're just telling the American people, listen, we're going to go ahead and we're going to be the thought police, and we're going to tell you what you can do and what you can't do, regardless of what the law says, and we're going to use other people that are of the lower sort, the debased sort, and we're going to actually have them control free speech. I want to tell you this right now. No, you are not, because what you are doing is pushing your finger in the face of the American people that will come up with another option to Facebook if you don't like it. It's going to completely backfire, and that's how you need to deal with this situation at hand. We're going to talk about Snopes tomorrow because I am absolutely humored by the stupidity of the American people that come back and say, well, that's not what Snopes said. It's almost like saying, well, that's not what the devil said. I mean, as if there's any truth in the devil, right? Well, that's not what the devil, no. Let's tell the truth and shame the devil. That's what we're going to be doing tomorrow. Right now, we're talking about tell the truth and shame the Southern Poverty Law Center. Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. Mark Potok, director of unintelligence at Southern Poverty Law Center, said, I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. I'm going to give you a highlight in just a moment as to the groups that they mean to destroy. But going back to the likes of Morris Dees, the founder of the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, zero credibility, friends, criminal. Did you know that he did legal work for the KKK, an arm of the Democratic Party, in 1961? And why the SPLC continuously aligns themselves with the communist organizations? Because, folks, they are. Now, going back to their good buddy, Dan Savage, who recently made a visit to Winona State University at the request of the administration, in which he spewed his lawless rants accusing Christians and Tony Perkins of wanting homosexuals dead. No, I desire their redemption, and so does the Lord, but that's their choice, Deuteronomy 30:19, not mine. Savage told the students, every day, dead gay kid is a victory for the Family Research Council. No. Not at all. Every dead gay kid is a victory for the Family Research Council, folks. They are playing the victim, and they are playing the sympathy of the American people. Only if you take the time to understand what's going on and who's perpetuating the crimes will you understand how they operate. This is communist propaganda. Tony Perkins sits on a pile of dead gay kids every day when he goes to work. Now, friends, are you starting to understand why homosexuality was considered a mental illness all the way up until 1973? And why they're called crimes against nature in every state statute in the United States of America? They're felonies. This is why. Because they attack the innocent. And aren't these the people that said that they wanted to be left alone? They wanted to come out of the closet? But folks, look at, they're continuously spewing their filth all over everybody and anybody. Just think about that. Excuse me. I mean, folks, again, when did hate ever tell the truth? Psalm 109, verse 5. Now, going back to this and bringing about the correlation between Dan Savage and FRC, who's standing against the likes of the homosexual agenda and the sodomite agenda in protecting the family and upholding our laws. Even after the shooting at the FRC by a homosexual, the SPLC went so far as to put an article on the front page of their website in an attempt to heighten the FRC's label as a hate group. Don't you remember when the homosexual walked into Family Research Council in Washington, D.C.? After they were found, the homosexual went onto the SPLC's website and found that Family Research Council was considered a hate group. Well, the homosexual went to the site, found it, and went inside and tried to kill as many people as he could. The guard actually disarmed the sodomite. He told the FBI, folks, you can watch the video if you like. Go to the YouTube and check it out. He told the FBI that he got his information from the SPLC's website. And they're calling the FRC a hate group. Listen to this. Their method, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Cut off their support network and isolate the target from sympathy. Go after people, not institutions. This is cruel but very effective. Direct, personalized criticism and ridicule works. Why? Because the people at large don't do their due diligence to understand who the criminals are. Now, who are some of these groups that the Southern Poverty Law Center publishes on their little hit list? Well, I want to tell you something. You ready for this? The most feared among Southern Poverty's Law Center's list is the one you're listening to right now. And I want to tell you why. Because I went into public schools, and I still am. And after doing 360-odd schools, friends, in public schools, two of them were Christian, they don't want to be exposed for who they really are. It's not like I'm going into public schools and ranting about it. No, I'm exposing the agenda. Here, I want to give you some of the names that they actually highlighted as haters in the United States. These people are on their hate list, okay? We have Chuck Baldwin, a pastor, radio broadcaster, syndicated columnist, 2008 Constitution Party presidential nominee. They named him a hater. He's on their hate list, okay? Bob Campbell, head of American Grand Jury. Robert Cooks, Army veteran, retired commercial fisherman, anti-illegal immigration proponent. Joseph Ferris, CEO of WorldNet Daily. Gary Franchi, producer of Camp FEMA, to expose the camps that are being set up to bring in the load of people that they can't have. Those would be called terrorists. Those would be those that would actually magnify the laws of our constitutional republic, right? Alex Jones is one of them, radio talk show host. Debbie Kidd, prolific columnist, blogger, and public speaker. Cliff Kincaid, syndicated columnist and author, editor of AIM. We have none other than Richard Mack, former Graham County, Arizona sheriff, author, and public speaker. Folks, these guys got some internal fortitude. Because these people ever come into power, it's going to be the end of the ACLU as you know it. Because, again, these people that are calling the SPLC out for who they are know what the law states. Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, is a hater on SPLC's website, friends. Anybody that would expose the SPLC for who they are haters. Andrew Napolitano, attorney, former state judge in New Jersey, Fox News Channel legal analysis lecturer. Anybody that speaks the truth according to the SPLC and the likes of the ACLU, for some reason or another, they're a problem. They're haters, friends, and they want to do their best to get you to believe their propaganda. Folks, the list goes on and the list goes on. Michelle Bachmann, U.S. Representative from Minnesota, she was on their hate list. I mean, America, when are you going to come together and deal with these people? And there's a plethora of others on their hit list. But I think what's happening is the American people are awakening to the fact as to who the ACLU is. They're awakening to the fact of who Southern Poverty Law Center is and what they're about. And we know that they're not ruled by law. We know that Barack Hussein Obama has used these organizations. But I want you to understand that it's your tax dollars, America, that are paying for your own demise. They're literally reallocating your financial dollars, your finances, your tax dollars, and they are supporting these groups that are destroying your country. Now, as I laid out for you during the first segment, who's the responsible party? Who's going to right the wrongs? Well, let me lay it again to the candor of the responsible party. You. You, America. This is the propaganda that they're spewing in public schools. This is the propaganda that's been spewed out through representatives that are running antithetical, friends, to their very purpose. In contrast to their very purpose, they're tearing down the Constitution, and they're doing that because they've never read the Constitution. They're people that hate the law, and I don't care if they hate it or not. If they're not going to do their job, then we're going to hold them responsible, and we're going to go to Article 2, Section 4, and deal with them. And regardless of who it is that represents we the people all the way to the top to the bottom concerning our government, are going to uphold constitutional law and the enumerated laws found in our constitutional republic. If not, then they are to be removed lawfully, and once they are removed, then you are to hold them accountable for the crimes that they committed. You don't just give them a slap on the hand and let them go. You know as well as I do, soft judges produce hardened criminals. And folks, until again you send the message that you're not going to tolerate this in your country any longer, you're only breeding more tyranny. You're only breeding this. You are adding strength to organizations like this that mean to destroy your country. Folks, I sincerely... It was good to talk to you today in all sincerity. I hope you had a great Christmas. I love you by what I do, 1 John 3:18. Deeds not words, said George Washington. Where did they get that? He got that from Jesus in 1 John 3:18.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.